This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The parents of the man who was shot and killed by a Clear Creek County deputy say they want to clear their son's name. Simon Glass is the father of 22-year-old Christian Glass. He says his son was scared after getting his car stuck on a dirt road late at night and called 911.
He trusted the police to come and help him. Instead, they attacked and killed him.
Glass's parents say their son did not pose a threat. Police body camera footage released Tuesday shows a tense encounter with law enforcement that led to a deputy shooting and killing Glass, who was locked inside his own car. Colorado Springs City staff is recommending against using evacuation traffic modeling software to set transportation policy. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
City Public Works Director Travis Easton says the free software called Fleet takes user-defined variables, like the number of passengers in a vehicle, to create traffic models. But, he says, there are no set standards to measure whether those inputs are accurate. The software is backed by citizen groups concerned about development. But Easton says the software might work best as part of a public process for transportation projects. Some city council members say they think it's important to make traffic modeling part of development and growth planning. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Much of the western slope could see heavy rain and thunderstorms tonight and Wednesday as the remnants of Tropical Storm System K sweep through. The Weather Service says higher elevations could see flash flooding, especially on burn scars. Storms expected to weaken and reach Metro Denver tomorrow night. This is CPR News.